Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed on AM 360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is, we will never quit. American Muslim 360 is number one Muslim radio station.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us, or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammadin wa 'ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik 'ala Muhammadin wa 'ala ali Muhammadin كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى علي إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. As I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, acknowledging that Allah is the one God and there are no partners with Allah. And أشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that Allah is the one God and there are no partners with Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. And we share that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as Allah did bless Prophet Ibrahim and the family of Prophet Ibrahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask that Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, we say Allahumma, the blessings of Allah, barik, barak, yes, blessings, and praise be to Allah for Prophet Muhammad and the family of Prophet Muhammad, as the praise was with Prophet Ibrahim and the family of Prophet Ibrahim. And then we say that the prayers, that the blessings be with Prophet Muhammad as it was with and the family of Muhammad as it was with Prophet Ibrahim and the family of Prophet Ibrahim. Innaka hamidu majid, surely Almighty God, innaka hamidun, surely, innaka hamidun majid, surely Almighty God is the praised and majid. Let me look up what majid is. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Most High, is the one to be praised. Forgive me as I'm stumbling through that, as I'm looking outward and I'm saying to myself, you know what that means. Now, why are you having a stumbling moment, huh? But this is Martha Naila Abdullah, and we are entering to, and it is a hurricane season here in Florida where I am, and more specifically coming onto the land of the Tampa Bay area, as well as the Florida, mid-Florida, and southern parts of Florida as well. And we thank Allah for the time that we're in, that we're able to have the wherewithal to find safety, that we're not just out in the openness to the climate and to be bombarded with whatever comes, that we have come to know to have shelter, and that we have heat, and we have the ability to be cooled off, and then we have transportation, and we have that which all the supplies for transportation, whether it is the one that has fuel, we need fuel, that we have the transportation to get the fuel to us as citizens of various states and cities and all. So we're thankful. So the praise, and this is why I chose to say, you know, oh Allah, bless Prophet Muhammad as did bless Prophet Ibrahim, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prayers that we pray, that we remember, we stay in remembrance of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and how Allah has supported us, and how Allah has provided for us, and everything that we are about, that we give praise to Almighty God. Because our sight, our hearing, our feeling, our thinking, and when we say feeling, truly feeling, being able to touch, but then internally having the ability to feel pain, to feel joy, to feel questionable situations, whatever it is. So praise be to Almighty God. We're thankful. And as we're gathering our supplies for our families and for those, our prayers go out to those asking Allah to protect them, those who are out, as we say, in the homelessness of not having shelter specifically for their security, and that they're at the hands of the weather, whether it is heat, whether it is coolness, whether it is windy, or whether it is wet, whatever it is, they're at the mercy of Almighty God, that they find security. And we who have it, for whatever reason, you know, we have to be very strategic in how we connect with others. And I say strategic because, yes, there are reasons why many persons are out and without shelter. And we are finding that environmentally, that we have mental processes or problems, you know, we have mental problems. Let me just lay it on the table. And whatever is causing it, we still have it. And that means that we're not using good judgment when we think about what it is that we want to do, or we're, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah. And whatever we're doing, that we have to think about it. You know, and there are consequences to what we do and how we do it. And so as we are living this life, you know, if I see someone, as I just did, coming out of one of those hookah, H-O-O-K-A-H, shops, then you were going to come again. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
God bless you. You have a great night. Thank you all for being here. Yes, this is right on time, everybody, the life, getting food for the family and all the supplies, cat litter, too. Yes, we have a cat. And the other, you know, I had to get a flash drive so that I can continue to do the work that I'm loving doing, and that everything that we do it, we say, Fisa Bilallah, right? Fisa Bilallah, what do we say? We say, all for the pleasure of Allah. You know, that is feasibility. Feasibility. What does that mean? That it is in accordance to Allah's will or with Allah's will. So praise be to Allah. Yes, we're ready to go now on to our humble abode. And we're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. All right, be careful. Watch as you back out. Okay, and I'll continue sharing with you all as I'm thankful, and I know that you all are as well. We're going to take a pause for the cause here, everyone. And we ask you to take a pause with us as we exit the area where we are. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. If you want to be here with us live on air with us, then you know that you have to dial in. If you're listening to us on the 24-hour streaming, then you've dialed 701-719-4197. But if you want to share any comments before we go off air, in about half an hour, Manira Habil will be on, inshallah, because based upon what the weather is like in Melbourne, she will be on, inshallah, if they have the capabilities by way of the internet. All right? But she will come on with this all about courtship and marriage. Yes. Take a newlywed to really address that one now, right? It's all about courtship and it's all about marriage. And praise be to Allah. All right. So as we go on, we're going to share some public service announcements with you. And once again, we thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
God's peace be upon you. Every first Sunday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, uniting family members into oneness. We are all one. Once we feel the oneness, we will harmonize in love. Begin discussing this program with your family members every week until next month on the first Sunday. We will meet again, God willing. Thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Manaima Shaheen, the host of Family United in Oneness.
Well, let me correct that now, everyone. We apologize. And now on the first Sunday is Imam Omar Shakir, as he presents the basics of Al-Islam, the basics of Al-Islam. So that is our presentation for Sunday instead of our dear Manaima Shaheed. She's still, you know, Manaima Shaheed, as she indicates, you know, it's all about Allah and about the universal language, the universal model, the universal life that we are living. So we're thankful for Manaima Shaheed. I mean, she's been gracefully entering into her graceful age, continuing the work. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, we'll be hearing from her again. So again, on the first Sunday, which will be Sunday coming, right, next week, will be the first Sunday. So look forward to hearing Imam Omar Shakir.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Abdul Shaheed. Please tune in every Wednesday at 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Optimal Health. We discuss health from a natural and scientific perspective and what must be done to achieve optimal health. To your optimal health is within your reach. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitzer as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir and I'm resident Imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in LSLaw. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360 Radio, inviting all hosts to the upcoming host meeting scheduled this Saturday from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. So praise be to Almighty God for every pre-process promo that you just heard. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the presenters, many of the voices you know. And as we go forward, there's so much more coming on. And we want to bring you right along with us. We don't want to leave anyone without knowing what AM 360 is about, what Speakers Bureau is about, what Internship and Leadership Development Council and the Ambassadors and the National Leadership Advisory Council, as well as the Learning Lab and new components that are being added to CWSC's Intelligentsia. CWSC Intelligentsia, praise be to Allah, listening to our callers who call in and our regular listeners, we've been hearing you, and we want to, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us that we may bring forth the best there is, not just bring something
just to be bringing it to you. We want to bring the best. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are listening and you're making your thoughts, your desires, your wishes be heard, and praise be to Allah. So now we know that family is important. We know that education is important. And we know that we have scholarships, but we're strongly asking for those who have a desire to be the directors of our scholarships, please, by all means, come with your expertise and share it so that we can align ourselves once again with providing scholarships to those who are currently in school in higher learning instances and those who are entering, coming out of high school, or those who have long wanted to go back to school, and there were other things, there were problems or processes or situations that just would not allow that to happen. Well, scholarships, that's where we come in, whatever amount that we're able to share. And then there are many scholarships. I had gone to the library, and I was amazed, really, truly amazed at the various scholarships that are there. Of course, there are criteria, and I guess that's why some scholarships are still on the books. I mean, they're because specific, and I mean, those who are the philanthropists, they have their reasons for establishing a scholarship and putting the specifics in place that if you are of the ancestry of the Native American, or if you are of the African descent, straight from, not born here in America, or if you are in America and you are of the African descent, specifically those who have been descendants of those who were enslaved. There are many specifics. Or if you don't have, or if you truly are, you know, strictly European, or if you're of the British background, whatever the case is, and that's totally up to whoever establishes the scholarship. So CWSC, we're open to sharing from our donors. We have to say, from the donors, scholarships have been established. I mean, some are directly from families who established a scholarship for their parents in the honor of their parents for education or for business or for community service. I know we had anticipated, I'm speaking now of the Nomi Nomi Institute. We had anticipated establishing a scholarship also for community development. But alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah for the love and the appreciation for what we do as a family, all of us. So alhamdulillah. And everyone, we are now arriving here at home, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the day. And what has the week been like? What has this month been like? I tell you, let's begin, all right, with a few moments that we have. Press 1 on your phone if you want to share. But we're going to go right to, first, the masajid that are here that we probably take for granted. Hold on one moment here. Okay, everyone. Yes, the panel. All right, let's go with a study al-Islam, shall we, with American Islamic College. And this weekend, for those who ventured and participated, and those who were on Zoom and participated, and those who had the desire and will have to participate in another way, inshallah, and those who contributed to the effort, and all of the speakers galore. And then with Mosque Cares and the first week that it took place, during the what we call the Labor Day weekend, and all of the speakers. And then looking forward to October when it will come with vows with Khalida Akbar. And then in October also, Graceline will be featuring an event as part, I believe, Graceline was a part of, will be a part of the
of upcoming event in Washington, D.C. And you know what that is, every year, December. December, and it's a time to be grateful, yes. But also in October will be the conveners, Imam Bashir Ali. And you're going to hear more the relationship building that all of the ones that I just mentioned, because we are a community. And the Imam definitely stressed that we pay attention to, go ahead, that we pay attention to what it is that we're doing by being a benefit to one another. So praise be to Allah. As we go forward, we thank Allah for the love and the peace and the kindness that is afforded all of us. So if you're part of a family and you have loved ones, then you know, hey, it's a blessing. Mother, father, sister, brothers, cousins. Alhamdulillah. And that family is just a wonderful thing. So CWSC, through Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz and through Manira Habil Uma, they're going to put their expertise, combine, connect, and they're bringing forth, right now that the title is Family Strategic Institute, Strategic Family Institute, Strategic Family Institute. And as we know about family, and it's very wonderful. And once you get to know more of the information, and you'll get to know the mission of it, the vision and mission of it, and it will become a component of CWSC. Let's go to, we mentioned the Imam, the conveners. Oh, the conveners also having the educational piece, leadership, establishing that for those who are interested in being an Imam or being a leader, It can, I forget what the price is, but there is a price. And, of course, you know, there's that which is we pay a price to attend events and such. And then there's that which is an ongoing learning institute. And that's what the conveners have put forth. So we're thankful for their effort. And then there the, and you know, when I say Imam Adam Beya, you know what I'm speaking of, the educational 100 at 50. Hey, if we turn out wholeheartedly with that, oh, wow, imagine what all of the schools that are present, how wonderful they can become. Right? I mean, as an intelligentsia in and of themselves. And then there's the alumni with our dear sister Priscilla Al-Ukta, as she's working hard with that. Every 2 years, they have their promotion of the alumni. And so it's not just with schools that Clara Muhammad, but dedicated to Sister Clara Muhammad, but alumni most specifically to lending to the efforts of African Americans as we've come through the swells, and I call it the swells of the educational arena, and striving even with the difficulty of what the arena offered us. But excellence is what we strive for, and Almighty God opens the doors. And there are those teachers who were dedicated in the years before integration, and they are still dedicated, and those who have gone on, and those who are still working hard. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Again, if you have any comments or questions that you'd like to share, we will open your mic if you press 1. Again, in about 10 minutes, Manira Habil will be coming and joining us. Let me continue on, because there was something on the history side I wanted to share. All right, let me share this, and you may already know of it. When we think about the masjid, let me share. It says, ask the question, how are we doing, how are we giving Imam Warthi Muhammad a good life? Let me share something with you about that. Because all of us are working hard, and we're all wanting to give Imam Morsi Muhammad a good night, right? So in wanting to do so, we're giving of ourselves in different ways. So the CWSC is one way of giving Imam Morsi Muhammad a good night, establishing the intelligentsia and all the components that make up the intelligentsia. CWSC is not a separate entity. It is, when you think of the CWSC, it is all of the intelligentsia. It is AM360. It is Speakers Viewer and so on, MCNRD and the Volunteer Human Resource Network. It is that. When we think of them, but you're going to be hearing more eventually, inshallah, from them as they come in and of themselves and their leadership, their directors coming forth. So the executive summary will be coming out. It will be shared. It will be shared from on our website, and we pray that it speaks to what you've come to know of CWSC, and what we look forward to being in the future, inshallah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right, everyone. I'm going to get ready and ease into our humble abode. The clouds are dark, somewhat speckled about. We're expecting the hurricane to land sometime by tomorrow, by 6 p.m. tomorrow. In the meantime, the wind is blowing. The coolness is here. Thank Allah for that. But our prayers are with those who are right in the line of the heaviness of the rain, and we'll be receiving that as well. But we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everyone is spared, their belongings, that where many people are boarding up their windows. So let's continue on with giving Imam Morsi Muhammad a good life. This is how we're giving, and what I've gone to is on Facebook. The question was asked, Imam Yahya Abdullah, Abdul Shakur, and others, some have cited this. There are many continuing the vision of Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, in many venues in life. This group is for highlighting these many activities as we inform and invite others to do so, to join. And I believe that's from, and then Mikhail Sahir, words make people. It says, call words make people. Call them at 714-816-4673. Again, Mikhail Sahir. Call words make people. And the number is 714-816-4673. Now we go to Masjid Muhammad, the Study Al-Islam program by Masjid Muhammad, the Masjid Administration. It was established August 12, 2014. It says, dear community of families and friends, beginning Sunday, September 7th at 10 a.m. and every Sunday thereafter until March, the Study Al-Islam program will begin its lecture series on the five pillars according to the interpretation of the Quranic Arabic, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and taught to us through the tafsir of Imam Morsi Muhammad, rahimahullahu alayh. The schedule is below here, and there will be six consecutive lectures dedicated to each pillar. The first lecture before each pillar will begin with an introduction to the most commonly used vocabulary, words, and definitions Sunday before moving to the next pillar. Have your pencil and paper handy to jot down the words and meanings. Also, you will have the emails of each presenter to send them your questions. When calling in, please remember to be courteous and mute your phone, for your cooperation is appreciated. Let us make dua for our collective community success. And then the program schedule. And that, everyone, as I stated, I believe that started in 2014. Jim Muhammad,
85th anniversary 5K walk. God needs no defense. Reimagining Muslim-Christian relations in the 20th century today. That was 3 p.m. on when they did their 5K walk. And Masjid Muhammad offers many services. Their location is 1519 4th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Their phone number is 202-483-88N. All right, we want to go to, before we go to the hurricane, we want to go to information about Jackson, Mississippi's water system. And thank you for your donations, everyone. Our contribution, inshallah, is going to Jackson, Mississippi by way of CWSC. Hello, Jackson, Mississippi, from AP News. It says years before people in Jackson were recently left without running water for several days. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves claimed to have helped block money to fund water system repairs in the capital city. Reeves, a Republican, blamed Jackson's water crisis on mismanagement at the city level. The city's latest water troubles are far from its first, and they have stemmed from decaying infrastructure beyond one water treatment plant. The Environmental Protection Act said 300 boil water notices have been issued over the past 2 years in the city. As Reeves climbed Mississippi's political ladder, he cited his opposition to financially helping the capital as evidence of his fiscal conservatism. Jackson or area lawmakers say the troubled water system is one example of Jackson's status as a political punching bag for Republican officials who control the legislature and the state bond commission. We'll stop right there, dear listeners. Thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, and it gives me great pleasure to be here with you. And we're going to go for a pause, take a pause for the cause. As you know, Munira Habil will be here. It's all about courtship and marriage. Moment here.
Assalamu alaikum. Priscilla Alupde here, representative of Muhammad Schools National Alumni Association and the Community Wise Share Conference event planner. I'm excited to say Barbados, March 3rd through the 5th, 2023, Island of Barbados, and cruising March 5th through the 11th, our cruise 2023, leaving out of the island of Barbados. We're excited to share that the Community Wide Share Conference at the Muslim Journal and the American Muslim 360 Radio in collaboration would like to invite you to join us, save those dates, but most importantly, if you're interested in joining us, March 2023, please visit our website, the Community Wide Share Conference website, which is www.cwsc.us. That's www.cwsc.us. Please visit the website and pay on your cabin. It's just a deposit. $100 will secure your deposit for your cabin. Now, $100 deposit is $50 each for two people in a cabin. So the beauty is $100 deposit will reserve your cabin. And then we have about 8 months to then pay off that particular cruise and be ready to enjoy ourselves. More to share. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum, dear believers. Welcome to It's All About Courtship and Marriage. Thank you for being here with us this evening. We'll open up our program with Al-Fatiha, first in Arabic, then in English. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, not of those whose portion is wrath, nor those who go astray. Amen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, we thank you for being here with us this evening, and our prayers and du'as go out to all of our brothers and sisters that are here in Florida on the western coast, bordering that Gulf, where Hurricane Ian is on its way to that area. There hasn't been a hurricane to hit land in that area in 100 years. So we pray Allah everyone is safe and prepared to weather this storm. Our sister Martha is in that area, and we see that she did not let that stop her from coming on the radio this evening and making her presentation. So we thank Allah for her, and we pray that everyone is safe and in a good position to manage the weather that is on its way. So alhamdulillah, we'll keep them in our du'as. Here on the East Coast where I am, it's not expected to be as bad, but we still will have heavy rains in this area, you know, but Allah knows best. So inshallah, we'll all weather this together. Okay, so that being said, we want to thank you again for being here with us this evening. And for the past few weeks on the show, we have been talking about the fears that make men resist marriage even though they receive the most benefit from marriage. And that is not to say that all men resist marriage. There are many men who are not afraid of marriage and move out and get married and work in spite of fears or suggestions that may arise. Okay, but on a whole, we know that Allah says, Allah warns us in our Holy Quran that shaitan will make wrong seem fair seeming, and that there is a whisperer of evil whispering. Okay, and discouragement and fear is a tool of the shaitan. So we want to shed some light on some things that men may be battling. Women have their own issues, our own issues, and our own struggles as well. But we're focusing on the men because a lot of men don't talk about these things. They don't talk about these things. They don't consider these things or that they're being influenced by these things. So we wanted to have these conversations and try and bring some of these things to light. Okay? And we have been speaking from different articles that we found on this topic. We found that marriage has huge benefit for men. There's a huge benefit for men to get married, to add value to the life, blessings to the life in terms of being nurtured, cared for, taking the health is better for a married man because you have a wife attending to you. A woman fills many roles in a man's life, okay, that add value to the life, make the life better. And most men who do get married, they see an increase in wealth, improved health, happier, better sex life, and the building of a legacy, children for the future, more purpose, more focused. So a lot of things change when a man is married that improve the condition of that male who takes that step toward marriage. And those are the benefits that come that don't necessarily fall under the guidelines of the spiritual benefits of marriage. And so we also talked about that last week when we focused in on all the spiritual benefits of marriage and how accepting that responsibility also puts man in a position for a greater role in society, a greater role as Khalifa in society, and upholding the Ummah and improving the condition of the Ummah, being that one who secures society through upholding the moral fabric of society. So we saw even greater benefits for a man as he marries in the spiritual arena, in the spiritual part of the development that elevates a man to a higher playing field in life, a higher sense of purpose, and puts him in a position to please Allah more by looking out for those weaker, who are weaker in society, the women, the children, being a sense of security for them, taking care of them, providing homes, schools, institutions that secure the family, allowing the family to develop according to Allah's will and plan, and protecting them as this takes place. Okay? So being in contact with Allah and having these interactions with Allah as a man brings him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling his duty. Okay? So we talked about all of these things last week. If you missed last week's show, we suggest that you go into the archives and listen to it in its entirety. The recap doesn't do it justice. I'd like for you to hear all the comments from the callers who called in and shared their wisdom with us during last week's show. It's priceless. Okay, so when men grow according to Allah's plan. According to Allah's will, is very different than a man growing in the world, just in the worldly aspect, just on this physical realm, okay? Which is good in itself, but it's magnified when you look at the spiritual benefits of men who grow in a married life, in a family life. Okay, the shura, the patience, the attributes and characteristics that are needed to grow in marriage. Every day you have an opportunity to exercise of the character, and the same is true for women. We have an opportunity every day to exercise patience, compassion, mercy, kindness, okay, sadaka. Every day we have an opportunity to exercise these muscles, make them stronger, and put us in a better position to succeed and a better position to develop as the people of paradise. Okay, so that is our goal. That is our goal. Marriage is half of our religion. It's a opportunity for us to deal with our inner deficiencies, in a relationship with someone who's closest to us on the physical level than any other. Allah is closest to us. Allah is closest to us than our prophet, than your husband or your wife. So marriage, in the marriage relationship, we deal with our inner deficiencies. They're more visible to us in a marriage relationship, but having someone who loves you and who will cover you, is a covering for you, who will hold up that mirror for you and help bring a different perspective to you to deal with these inner deficiencies that we have. Vital. It's vital. So having someone that you trust, an intimate partner that will help bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will strengthen you morally, spiritually, intellectually, and have a relationship that is halal, that is pleasing to Allah, is a fertile garden, a fertile garden for human development, So we look at all these treasures that we have in the marriage relationship, okay? But there are things we have to deal with as African Americans that I'd like to talk about this evening, and I'm going to need your help with this, with these thoughts. See how collectively we can shed some light on some of these issues that have been embedded on us, basically against our will, through social construction, things that we have had to deal with in this country that have helped create different perspectives, different thoughts that impede us and present a challenge for us to have the healthy relationships that we should have naturally with each other as men and, women. Okay, so that's what we want to do this evening. We want to look at some of those issues that have been put upon us through our collective experience here in America, and being descendants of former slaves and the conditioning that has taken place, we want to look at some of those things and try and shed some light on them. Okay, so what we're going to do first, before we get started with that, we're going to go ahead and play our public service announcements. And then when we come back, we want to look at some of these topics and see how we can use our collective wisdom to help gain a new perspective. Okay. So please stick and stay with us. We're going to be right back with you after these public service announcements.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for America Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community and then, eventually, national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening live to It's All About Courtship and Marriage right here on AM 360. I'm your host, Sister Munira Habil. And this evening, we're going to make an attempt to address some of the issues that we face as African-American Muslims, African-American Muslims and African-Americans in general, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to marriage and being in intimate, loving relationships. Okay, we're going to look at an article, and this article is called comes from The Conversation, an online magazine called TheConversation.com, and it's focusing on the reality of black men's love, or the reality of African American love of the African American man. Okay. and is outlining some of the difficulties that some men have faced. But before we get started on the article, we have to, as we heal, I think as believers, African Americans, men who have embraced al-Islam, the believing African American man has found a lot of healing just in practicing the religion and practicing the deen and reading the Holy Quran and studying the example of Prophet Muhammad. And we thank Allah. We thank Allah for this huge blessing that has allowed us to rehabilitate, to heal, to change our paradigm, to break those shackles and those conditions that really forced us to fail in the fundamental parts of our lives from the conditioning that we have had in this country. The social engineering that we have faced in this country, especially in our relationships, has really taken a toll, especially on some of our younger generations, with the lack of respect and the objectifying of women. Okay, it's been a very unhealthy situation. We see in our history where at one point we were very close partners in working together to bring about changes and solutions. Okay, and that was interrupted and usurped in the 60s when multiple things happened at one time. You know, the killing of our leadership at that time. Let's first back off. The influences coming into the home, where television is now in the home, a different influence in the home other than the mother and the father. The father's taken out of the home, are seduced out of the home through welfare. No man allowed in the home. Birth control, drugs, alcohol introduced into the environment. And then all this is going on, the late 50s, early 60s, and all through the 60s, our leaders are killed. The civil rights movement is now interrupted by the feminine movement, which created a huge rift in African-American men and women. And it wasn't even conscious, a conscious rift, but many women have felt the effects of that even to this day. Okay, so especially when women are looked at as, oh, the Caucasian man prefers you and you can always get a job with the white man and all of these types of ideologies that are spouted from the African-American man to the African-American woman, you know, because of things that we went through in this society, and it wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentional, but we were just put in a situation where the African-American man was not getting hired. So We had a choice of welfare or to go to work, and he would hire us. So it wasn't intentional on the part of the African-American woman. It was just a matter of survival. But the psychological cost of it for the African-American man was huge. There was a sense of abandonment of the cause, a sense of the woman preferring not to struggle with the African-American man. So these things, have we addressed them on a level of healing and coming to terms with some of the things that have taken place and some of the things that have caused us to not be as close as we were and trusting as we were of one another prior to 1950, say coming through Reconstruction, when we worked diligently together for freedom and to become established, okay? The tone of the relationships changed, okay? And it's because of all that we went through during this crucial time, which deserves much study and analysis, okay? And we're looking at mid-50s through the present day, okay? The what we have gone through together as men and women, and not, and in addition to that, the trauma, the present day trauma that is now taking place as well for us as African Americans, you know, how are we going to navigate these things and navigate these waters and bring about healing so that we can be free to have loving, intimate relationships with each other. So these are some of the things that we want to address this evening. So I just wanted to give that as an introduction to this article, where we're going to have some comments from some of the African-American men, and they are not Muslim, but I believe that all of these things have affected us as Muslims as well to a degree. Okay, so there is still some healing that needs to take place, and inshallah, we can be in a position as believers to help others navigate and overcome some of this negative effects of the social construction that we have gone through in this country. Okay, so let's get to this article. You can find this article, again, theconversation.com, and it's titled The Reality of Black Men's Love, Lives, and Marriages. Okay, so the article states, finding and keeping a good black man in a relationship has become a cottage industry, from celebrities and reality TV stars to social media influencers. For better or worse, there is no shortage of relationship advice to people seeking to figure out black men. And while much of this content is understood to be for entertainment purposes only, some of it is presented and received as legitimate and data-driven. There is a problem because too many people cannot distinguish what they see on screen from reality. Media portrayals are often hyperbolic and sensationalized to attract public attention. Equally troubling is that the majority of academic research in this area also perpetuates many of the same negative patterns that are common in popular culture. As a graduate student and university professor, I have spent nearly two decades reviewing these studies on Black men and families. The general consensus from them falls into one of two categories. First, that many Black men are not viable marriage mates because their financial struggles will not allow them to provide for a wife and children. Conclude that many poor Black men reject monogamous romantic relationships in favor of hypersexual masculinity to overcompensate for their lack of finances and to be that traditional breadwinner. These men, the studies conclude, treat women as conquests rather than partners. Okay, I'm just going to stop there for a minute on this article. And what we have been talking about is how marriage, we talked about this last week, the marriage and having a family produces a legacy. And in this legacy, the husband and wife work together, but the father is on the scene teaching the young son, teaching the daughter the benefits of marriage, how marriage, as Allah has outlined it, benefits the human being, especially the spiritual aspects of marriage, how it benefits the human being. Okay? When this is intact, rely on media portrayals and the social construction that is taking place in the society. This is how the moral fabric of society is upheld through teaching the children properly and teaching children properly about Allah's will and Allah's plan for the human being. So when the marriage is destroyed, when the marriages are destroyed in the culture, in the family, the influence for the children is opened up to come from many, many different directions. And we see evidence of this in our African-American culture. We see evidence of this. Sheep left for the slaughter. Okay? Now, not to create a picture of doom and gloom, but to see how necessary it is for us to make these corrections and to get married and to promote marriage and to promote Allah's plan for the human being and the benefits of marriage to our young African-American men and not leave them to be influenced away from Allah's plan, and Allah's will and the extreme benefits that come to them through living a life as Allah has ordained through Allah's institution of marriage. Very important basic fundamental knowledge has been lost for many of our brothers and sisters who don't have this knowledge of Al-Islam and don't have the knowledge of Allah's plan for the human being and don't understand it. You know, so we want to collectively try and address this problem, inshallah, as much as we can and help with this process. So I do have a caller in the queue. We're going to go to the caller And we're going to go to 504-451. Your mic is open. Go ahead with your comment, please.
Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum, everybody. Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Praise each other. There's something I wrote I'd like to share. We can't stop now. No longer the lost found. A unique and new creation in town. Love the way that sounds. Of human nature, help us to follow the road of truth and justice. Our way of living is indeed a benefit. We are trusting the voice of our moral nature, refusing to deny God's favors, rising higher and higher in moral excellence, using our intellect and common sense, having faith. Follow whether or not you see the way. You follow because we believe in God, utilizing what we are taught. Returning to the original nature of the human being. Stay on the straight path. Our bed has yet to be seen. People in our association are on the battlefield. A group of people refuse to yield. Our lives are to shield. As-salamu
alaykum. Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Thank you for reading that poem and sharing it with us. Okay. So as we grow, as we study in life, you know, we're gonna be fed. And we're going to be fed with information and wisdom that allows us to grow. And we want to grow properly and in the best way. Okay. So, inshallah, filling this void, especially for our African-American men, is much needed. Okay. So going back to the article, he states, in both historical and more recent research, studies on black men proportionately examine the lives of low-income men and the struggle they faced in maintaining stable relationships in the face of economic disadvantage. Okay? And we talked about this last week as well, how important the motto of Prophet Muhammad was and still is for us as African American. Prophet Muhammad was a businessman. Prophet Muhammad did not give a model of the new believers looking to be employed, pinned on the Quraysh, or those who were idol worshippers, to depend on them for the economic life of the Ummah. Prophet Muhammad being a businessman, volumes can be written on that as well. How important that model is to create business so that we are not economically disadvantaged and looking for those former oppressors or those who look to oppress us or don't look, see the African-American man uplifted, shut them out of this process. So establishing business is very, very important for young African-American men who may feel that they're at an economic disadvantage. We don't stay at that disadvantage. We open business, opening business, creating our own economic system is the solution. This is the solution that Prophet Muhammad gave us. Okay. And this is a model that we have to follow. And going back to the article, he states that I have found that the near exclusive focus on low income black men in research related to the family skews perceptions of these men. It also limits the public knowledge of them and the meanings they attach to their romantic relationships. And this perception can be used to perpetuate negative stereotypes that frame them as dangerous and predatory. Okay? So he goes into resetting the image, how to reset this image of black men. And he states, in response to that limited view, I spent the last 4 years conducting a study on a more diverse group of black men to learn more about their perspectives on marriage. These men's stories reveal important findings that are typically not explored in research on black men. They opened up about their desire for intimacy and companionship in their relationships. My findings, many of which are counter to the popular image that our society holds black men, have just been published in a book. Black Love Matters, Authentic Men's Voices on Marriage and Romantic Relationships. Okay, now I'll read the title of that book again if anyone is interested. Black Love Matters, Authentic Men's Voices on Marriage and Romantic Relationships. And he states that his study followed 33 African-American men from Louisville, Kentucky, chronicling their personal circumstances as well as their attitudes, experiences, and behaviors within their marriages and romantic relationships. The data for the study was collected from over 150 hours of interviews with these men. Then men ranged in age from 18 to 72. And they represented a variety of relationship statuses, with men reporting being single, romantically involved, married, divorced, and remarried. The men were also diverse in their educational attainment. Some had graduate and professional degrees, while others had high school diplomas and GEDs. The men also varied in their economic situations, with annual incomes ranging from zero to $175,000. Okay. In sharing their experiences, the men provided an in-depth look into their love lives. Their discussions touched on many important factors that have shaped their past and current relationships. They reflected on how they met their partners, their mates, and the characteristics that made them stand out from other previous partners. The men described their ideal marriage mate and shared what marriage means to them. In discussing what attracted him to his wife, one man stated, "She wasn't phony. She was comfortable being herself. She wasn't trying to impress anybody. So it made me learn to be comfortable being myself." Okay. So just checking the board. Okay. So this next segment is the most important decision. In the interviews, many of the men credit their mates with making them better husbands, fathers, and men. According to one of the participants, and in quotations, he says, "I always tell her that I couldn't have become who I am without her. Meeting the right person to stand with the right person is probably the most important decision I've made in my life." Okay? And this is one of the things that we've always talked about on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab prior to this show, and it's all about courtship and marriage, taking the time to make the right decision, to find the right mate, doing that right the first time is very important. We always make the analogy of getting a realtor to buy a new home. We check all the facts on the home. You know, we look at the home. We invest a lot of energy into making that move in our life. Well, the most important decision outside of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making that decision to have a very good relationship with our Lord and Creator, who you marry, who you choose to share your life with, is one of the most important decisions that we make. Who are we investing our time and energy, our soul, sharing our life, our heart, our intellect with? It's a very important decision. Okay, so going back to the article, the men even recognize the ways their relationships serve to combat the negative perception that often surrounds African-American men. The media portrays us as shiftless and violent and not to be trusting. When you see a man with a woman treating her well, a man with his children treating them the way they should be treated, it dispels a lot of what folks see in the media. Just seeing positive men doing what men should do is a good thing, said one of the men. Most often the men talked about how the unique characteristics that set their mate apart from others that they had courted, and I'm using courted instead of dated. In explaining what attracted him to his wife, one man stated, "I think just how she was able to articulate to me who she was and how she shared some of my values when it comes to children and relationships. It's just how she carries herself. Her presence made me want to be with her, and I never had another woman make me feel that way." Many of these men said they struggle with previous traumas that challenged their relationships. One of the men, a detective, alluded to the psychological stress he faced in being a black man, having to police his community at a time of distrust and unrest, only to come home and have to be emotionally available for his wife. In one of his interviews, he stated, "I try not to let the stress bother me, but it's still one of those things. It just does. Sometimes I'm really withdrawn thinking about things at work, or I'm always working. When it happens, I've got to put myself in check." Another man wrestled with the realization that many of his former acquaintances had a striking resemblance to a babysitter who abused him as a child. Okay? So now we're looking at traumas, past traumas and present traumas, and how they affect us. And I don't know if another race of people has been more traumatized than us as African Americans. And looking at that and facing our particular traumas so that they can be, so that we can heal them and overcome them, so that we can have relationships that are healthy, that and create environments that would allow us to heal and get over those past traumas is also a very important, which is another reason why we want to choose our mates and choose the best mate to go forward with in life and to share our life with, the best decision that we can make, starting out with seeking Allah's guidance and making that istikhara prayer and doing everything that we can to put ourselves in a position to succeed in this area of our life, okay? So this next segment of this article is about haunted by failures. In discussing their fears and insecurities, many of the men acknowledge being guarded with their emotions as a result of some of their earlier experiences. Even when they were able to move beyond early negative experiences, many of the men discuss feeling haunted by their friends and family members' failed relationships. Okay. In these cases, the men express concern that their relationships would not last. As one participant said, "I don't know that many people of color have seen marriage modeled very well." So, alhamdulillah, you know, and we see this language, and this has been our language, how important modeling is. But we see that we influence the society with our language, with Imam Muhammad's language. We see it more and more among the educated people, where society is being influenced by the positive language that is put out, by the positive thought processes that are put out in society. It is making an impact, okay? So promoting and seeing marriage modeled as Allah designs it, by Allah's plan, by Allah's will, is a sacred obligation that we have as well. It's a sacred obligation that we accept as Khalifa to uphold the moral fabric of society. To uphold the moral fabric of society, which is why you turn on the radio and there's so much outrageous stuff on the radio, you wonder how can it even be played? You know, how can it even be played for the public, not knowing what young child is listening to it or being influenced by it? You know, so the more positive marriages that we have where we fear Allah and we accept this sacred obligation and this sacred trust, the more we uphold the moral fabric of society through this unity of marriage. Okay? So going back to the article, yet over and over again in the interviews, men told how they would strive to maintain their relationships in the face of a myriad of internal and external challenges, including racism and early negative relationship experiences. Okay. Given the lack of research on black men featuring firsthand accounts from them, Black Love Matters represents a departure from previous work that seems to be preoccupied with implicating black men discussions of what ails their families and communities. In lifting up men's voices, Black Love Matters shifts the focus away from talking about black men and instead talks to them about how they love and want to be loved. Okay, so we're going to take a pause here and If you have any questions or comments on what has been said, you can press 1 and come into the queue. As we're coming to the top of the hour, we're going to prepare for our public service announcements at this time. But if you have a question or comment, please press 1 and come into the queue, and we'd love to hear from you. Okay? But we'd like for you to stick and stay with us, and we'll be right back with you after these public service announcements. You're listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. We'll be right back with you after these public service announcements.
Assalamu alaikum. Priscilla Alupde here, representative of Muhammad Schools National Alumni Association and the Community Wide Share Conference event planner. I'm excited to say Barbados, March 3rd through the 5th, 2023, Island of Barbados, and cruising March 5th through the 11th, our cruise 2023, leaving out of the island of Barbados. We're excited to share that the Community Wide Share Conference at the Muslim Journal and the American Muslim 360 Radio in collaboration would like to invite you to join us, save those dates, but most importantly, if you're interested in joining us, March 2023, please visit our website, the Community Wide Share Conference website, which is www.cwsc.us. That's www.cwsc.us. Please visit the website and pay on your cabin. It's just a deposit. $100 will secure your deposit for your cabin. Now, $100 deposit is $50 each for two people in a cabin. So the beauty is $100 deposit will reserve your cabin. And then we have about 8 months to then pay off that particular cruise and be ready to enjoy ourselves. More to share. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain of Nation is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Sugar Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of El-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, and we are back. Thank you for staying with us. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to It's All About Courtship and Marriage. I'm your host, Sister Munira Habil. You'll find us here every Tuesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this evening, we're talking about the reality of Black men's love. There is a book that has been written for this process and centered around this article, I might say. And the author is Armand Perry, and he's a professor of social work at the University of Louisville. And he's done an extensive study on this topic. He wants to reset the image for African-American men and also help create better models for African-American men when it comes to marriage, when it comes to marriage and choosing a mate. Okay, so we'll continue on with his article. I'm going to check the board and see if we have any comments. And the title of his book is Black Love Matters. Black Love Matters. Okay. Okay, we have no one in the queue. So we'll continue. So as we were stating before the break, that many of the men said that they struggle with previous traumas that challenge their current relationships. Previous traumas that challenge their current relationships. Okay. Looking at us as a whole, as a group, as African Americans, I was stating before the break that no other group has been traumatized like we have for the length of time that we have. But yet, Allah has blessed us to in a short amount of time, relatively speaking, jump over higher hurdles and solve bigger problems and issues than our counterparts, than any other race, and we've succeeded at it in a shorter period of time than any other people. Many cultures have been in existence for thousands of years, more than thousands of years. But as a group of people, we can compete with them economically on a whole, as far as our finances go, even being oppressed. We can compete in many areas, academic, artistic areas of our culture. We can compete with others in the world, even after being oppressed. This battlefield, as far as marriage and family goes, when we tackle this is where part of our true success will lie, and the healing can take place for us as a people when we refocus and reestablish the proper worship of our Lord, the Tawheed, the oneness of God in our lives and our relationships. Have relationships that are pleasing to our Lord. Have marriages and family lives that are happy and healthy. This is an area of work that will really put us back on the right track and back on course. But even in our present circumstances, you know, we have not failed. We have not failed. There is much success in many areas in our present circumstances. But recognizing the areas that need the most work and the areas that we need to really focus on as far as our relationships with each other and how through social construction it has been damaged, and then looking to see how it needs to be repaired. Okay. So the last person that he spoke of in his article, who says that he withdraws, he's thinking about work and always working on and always working, and when that happens, I've got to put myself in check. Got to put myself in check. Okay. Putting ourselves in check and checking to see that in our relationships we are not operating through negative aspects of social construction by saying things to each other out of those experiences, basically almost a habit. We have to check ourselves when those things come up, because when those things take place, we are really supporting that social construction and keeping it alive. And keeping it alive. So developing systems within our marriages that will allow us not to keep negative patterns in place are very important. And we have one system in Al-Islam that can really save us from repeating these bad patterns over and over again, and that is shura. Shura. Understanding shura and giving everyone an opportunity to be heard, to express what they're truly feeling and bring it to the table on an issue is vital. It will help break preconceived notions, preconceived patterns, or patterns that we just operate on out of habit. You know, when there's shura and there's this type of communication and this open communication, and then addressing the problems or issues in the relationship from this aspect, you know, coming up with a answer, a conclusion that will remove the problem, we can heal, we can grow. We can grow. And why is it so important? Because we're sharing lives with each other. We're sharing lives with each other. So then every person in this system, this family system, is sharing a life with the other person. So the family system becomes a whole entity, and we're protecting that system and maintaining that system and having communication within this system to keep this system healthy, to keep the system healthy and to help keep each other healthy. Okay? So his wife understanding that this is something that he is struggling with, this is something that would be shared intimately between a man and a woman, you know, that these are issues that I'm struggling with. And then now the wife is cognizant of this issue. She can operate and work in a way to help her husband with this issue. But she would first have to know about it. It would have to be shared. So this is the benefit of marriage, to have a relationship where this intimacy can be shared and issues can be addressed and problems can be solved that bring about healing, bring about balance in the life. Okay. So, striving to maintain relationships in the face of a myriad of internal and external challenges, including the racism and oppression that is felt today in this day and time, is very challenging. But Allah has set this up where this is nothing that we have to struggle through alone. We don't struggle through this alone. Having a husband, having a wife, we can struggle through these relationships together, comforting each other, strengthen each other, okay, and strengthening each other mentally, spiritually, in all areas of life can take place inside of a marriage, inside of a marriage. So we're going to take a quick pause for the calls. And when we come back, we'd like to hear from you if you have something to share on this topic. And we will proceed on this topic in the event that we don't have any callers. So please stick and stay with us. We'll be right back with you.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Kareem Hali, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're tuning in to It's All About Courtship and Marriage right here on AM 360. We're here every Tuesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. And we're talking about talking points from a book called Black Love Matters by Armand Perry. And he has done some extensive research on this topic and interviewed men from ages 18 to 72 and all different financial levels between these men about marriage and choosing the right mate to help change the narrative, reset the image, and very interested in modeling healthy marriage for the next generation. Okay? So you might think, well, why is this topic important? African Americans, former descendants of former slaves, have been through quite a lot in this country. And made great success in spite of it. So Black love matters because it's important for us to love each other, to have that love, to have that love, a nurturing relationship, an intimate relationship where there can be a benefit, a healing, a sacred space, a trusting space, a space for love to grow, healing to take place, an environment that is soothing and productive for creativity to flourish is very important for us to have, and a place for our children to receive the proper direction, security in a family so that they can have the proper culturation in this society, and so that they can be taught about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best ways and Allah's will and His way and His plan. It's very important for us to have these institutions for us to continue to prosper in this society. We have a caller in the queue. We're going to go to the caller at 706-627. Your mic is open. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, and I'd like to welcome you to the show by giving you the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is your brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And again, as always, we try to stay relative with whatever we're talking about. But I hope we do understand that when we deviate for the sake of communications or building social ties with those other than those who have said their shahada, you know, that we have to remember that that relationship, if given the wrong way, will make our Muslim women think it's all right to marry a gentleman who has the mentality of a black man or a brown man or a yellow man or a white man, and they are given the equal, if not more, exposure in explaining their custom, their ideas of marriage according to what they believe, you know, according to their economical status, which has nothing to do with the security of the Islamic woman, the Islamic man who could be tempted by listening to information on black women, African-American women, but who might have a belief other than al-Islam. And our children, we really are exposing them to a question of what is this relationship. I'm Muslim. I'm told I can't do this. I can't do that. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do that. I am also told by Allah in the Quran who and what qualifies me to marry. And then I'm taught that it's okay to marry a man whose mentality and understanding about life and God and everything comes down to him being black or him being African-American or Chinese-American or white-American, you know, et cetera, which does not give any light or reinforcement or clear understanding to our children and to ourselves. You know how important it is that Allah says in Al-Baqarah, who is to marry who is to be what? And the Quran still is the number one authority on everything that the human being needs to be what Allah created him or her to be, and how to raise their children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to say that again. It's nice to explore intellect and things like that, but when we always use the world and the people of the world and acting as though that their way of doing things is pure, like the effort that Muslim women and Muslim men are striving to perfect, you know, and our children. That's why we're losing so many of them, you know, in first with fornication, with the knowledge of al-Islam and the Quran, with other books and other knowledge of different nationalities. We also are losing a lot of them to the adulterated way that we make them think that they have five or six identities when they was born in the one. They was born Muslim. They was born a people of the Quran. You know, there are examples in a human being called Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if anyone is invited to look at what we are, it will help them. You know, instead of using them to help us in our relationship. We have a lot of our women going to black men who call themselves black. We got a lot of our women who are going to men who are not of the Islamic faith, who might be Chinese or Japanese or Mexican, because they are being seduced in the not seeing that the word of Allah is final. That the life example is the best example for any man or woman when they look into how he did and done things to please Allah. So again,
yes,
our intention is
yes,
more than what we
I
should
understand.
Be striving for.
So, Brother Muhammad, are you married?
Yes, ma'am. Been married for 43 years to a Muslim woman.
Alhamdulillah.
I got two daughters who are holding fast to the way of al-Islam. Under trying decision. My daughters my youngest daughter just got married about 4 or 5 months ago, and she was unmarried for almost 15 years. And I know I can stand behind and say, I know she didn't go astray, you know, the same way with my other daughters.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, they are dealing,
yes, sir.
Because they know about who they are, and they know that they have been told from the day of their inception into this world, that they have to, with their own free will, sit before anything but Allah.
Yes.
You know, nothing
yes.
to follow
this is
the
what
example
we, this
of
is what we're talking about.
How good they do.
Yes. Brother Muhammad, this is what we're talking about this evening, the model that you set with your family.
You modeled marriage,
and you modeled it for your daughters, and you taught them, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how important it is. And this is what we're talking about this evening, how to encourage this model. The model that you set is so visible that it teaches us. We learn directly and indirectly, okay?
Right.
So that we're not just focusing on just one thing, okay? The model that you set as a Muslim man and a family is very, very important. Is very important, okay? Mm-hmm. So we can't always be so quick to throw things away. And we seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And I think we're secure enough in our deen to expand and look at things in a way and give our Islamic perspective on it. And that's what we try to do on this show. We give our Islamic perspective on things that are good in society. Allah encourages us to come together and work together towards all that is good. So we can work with other people and we can work with other faiths on the good things and bring our Islamic perspective and influence them in an Islamic way. So even though it may not seem that we are just speaking totally from the Quran or totally from al-Islam, this show is Quranic and Islamic based, and we're going to always give our Islamic perspective on whatever we present. So
right.
We want to
be clear about that.
Alhamdulillah.
Agreeing with you, yeah. I mean, I'm not. Mm-hmm. That also is the same thing with me. But remember, I used to be black before Allah blessed me to get above that identify. I used to be a Negro. I am an American, but Allah has shown me that my true creation was Khalifa and is connected to Revelation, the prophets and messengers of Allah and the people who followed them. faithfully.
Yes.
You accept that. You know, and I know for me being when I was a black, that is a black man, when I was black, you know, I did not, other than dreaming of having a Muslim woman for personal reasons of my black education and my black identity was not right, you know.
Yeah.
So the good dawah, like what you're saying that you're doing, yeah, it helped a lot of men who are black, brown, yellow classified, and that's the kind of life that they was raising for. It helped them to change if in their heart Allah has intended for them to be his servant. You know, it ain't like that we know can't nobody make no Muslim but Allah, you know, and he invites them to his service. So taking black men, yellow men, white men, and giving them the impression that Allah is bowing down to them instead of them have to bow down to Allah, you know, is a form of dawah. It's a form of dawah. But we know in their marriages is the reason why we have fights in ours now. The pattern in our life after making the transition from when we was black, when we was nigger, or when we was this and that, and we was being blessed by Allah because in our hearts he was guiding us to clarity, you know, where there's no color, you know, and the best mentality is that in the Quran, in the life example of Prophet Muhammad, if we want to continue to see the promise that he has given us. And now we tell them more about Allah and about al-Islam and Prophet Muhammad and racism and different things, and then let them make that choice on their own without them coming amongst us and seducing our fitra, our intelligence, our emotions, because we give them an opportunity. Because Shaitan is behind them, whether we believe it or not. Just like Allah is behind us, whether they believe it or not. You know, people still don't believe.
Thank you for
right
your
now today. Yes, ma'am. Okay. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, thank you for your comments. I have another caller.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
press 1 and come back into the queue if you have something further. Okay. Wa alaykum as-salam.
All right.
Okay. And we're going to go to 636-980. As-salamu alaykum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Manira. This is Kareem Hamid calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. And as always, you have a very thought-provoking and very essential presentation concerning our relationship with one another. You know what you are presenting. You know, it's the condition of the human being. I don't care what religion you are in. I'm not dogmatic about that. It is our survival as human beings, and there are some essential, regardless to your faith, your ethnicity, and all of those artificial borders. There's something that is connected with our very human nature, and it begins when we are born into this world. We desire care, to be cared for.
Yes.
And as a consequence of being cared for, then we care about the caregiver. We love our mothers because we receive care from them. That is an essential.
Mm-hmm.
And that evolves. It evolves. There is a need within the human being to care. You know, we use terminology like love and emotions. Emotions come and go. But care, we care about someone, it seems to be longer lasting. Yes, we will have problems, yes. But I care so much about you. You know what I'm saying? I hope I'm being clear.
Mm-hmm.
How we care about another human being, that begins in our fitra, our human nature. And when we look at how we came into the world, someone cared about us. And they saw to our needs and wants and hugged us and loved us, and they showed that they care. But that doesn't leave us. It may get misconstrued and pointed in other directions, but the essential, the essence, is to receive care and to care about another human being. That does not leave us. I know we have a lot of problems now concerning marriage. It has been somewhat polluted. I'll say that, polluted. Our ancestors, our great-grandmothers and stuff, they can tell you stories about their husband. I say, yep, we lived with each other for 60-something years. How did y'all do that? Well, now, let me tell you now. That peaceful old man you see sitting right there, he wasn't always like that. Yes, we had some problems. But we cared enough about each other, whereby we didn't allow our emotions to separate us. We cared about each other. And that is an essential for successful marriages. Yes, you're going to have problems. You're going to have arguments, disagreements, disappointments, but you care about that person. That supersedes how I may feel about you at this moment. I truly care about you, you know. So I just wanted to add that small tidbit that I hope that it is beneficial for us, that we all have a need to be cared for and a need to care about someone, not a thing, but a genuine care about another person. So I'll stop by saying, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you.
Walaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for calling in with your comments. We appreciate it. Alhamdulillah. All right, we're going to go to 910-527. Your mic is open for your question or comment. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Adam B.R. calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Adam. Thank you for calling in. Please share your thoughts with us.
Not a problem, Shoshana. You know, as I was listening to your program this evening, in listening to the musician that the gentleman wrote the article that you were quoting from, it brought to my mind, and then growing up, you know, I was in the house of a single, my mother household, and she had, we started dating this guy that, you know, my mother had a college degree, worked for the IRS, and he worked at a funeral home, you know, not sophisticated, not knowledgeable, and they would constantly be arguing. I guess, you know, my mother was too quick-witted for him to handle. So the only thing he had of power over her was his fist, you know? That was all he had. I guess he had to call on what he had. And unfortunately, I'm not advocating. I jumped on his back one time, tried to get him to stop. And I was probably about 5 years old, so it didn't last long. That skirmish. But I was just thinking about, so those things can, another thing, I was reading a local newspaper, and they were giving enrollment at Fayetteville State University. And 67% of the new enrollees were women. It might have been more than that. And to me, that even is a legacy of the environment we came up in, that oppressive environment of slavery, where the man couldn't be a man, you know. And so those were the images, I guess, you were recounting what he wrote, and in his article, and I'm glad you threw in some Islamic commentary. I mean, that's the Islam. You were able to bolster what he said with some fights from the Quran or from our religion. So I was enjoying it, and I just want to let you know that. I don't want you to think that it was anything wrong. I didn't get anything wrong from it, but, you know, I was enjoying it. And I'm not sure where you left off at. So I guess I'm gonna have to hope you can pick back up or at least go back and go in the archive.
Okay.
So alhamdulillah. You're doing a good job. All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Not a problem.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. So this article that I was reading from, it was just an introduction for his book, okay? So it did cut off rather abruptly. This is an important book, I think, that he has written, and he spent a lot of time in studying and doing research and talking to these men. And the purposes that for him doing that are very valid, to create better models for our young men to look at. You know, so and the last statement that I read from that article was, in lifting up the men's voices in Black Love Matters, which is his book, it shifts the focus away from talking about black men and instead talks to them about how they love and want to be loved. Okay, so, and you know, his book is available online as well, if we want to look further into that book. But this topic, centering around African American men, it brings out some important issues that maybe we need to touch on. Brother Adam just illustrated one of them when dealing with the issue with an educated woman and a man who is not educated on the same level. You know, Allah is so merciful in that he has modeled this for us in the life of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. Prophet Muhammad, his wives were educators. They were educators, educating the Ummah, being taught by Prophet Muhammad and then educating the Ummah, helping Prophet Muhammad with his mission and his prophethood by educating others, okay? But did those men seek to be educators? They went into business. They became businessmen to support the Ummah, to support the family. They went into trade, became businessmen, hunters, to provide. So there's a balance here. The woman is educating the family, the children, even the husband, educating, increasing knowledge for the family life. The man is engaging in economics, establishing business to support the family life. Okay? This model that we have, Allah has given us the answers to the test, given us the answers to the test. African-American men, I mean, if we see this, right, and we say, okay, we have one part of this. Look at all these African-American women that have enrolled in college. You know, they're becoming educators. Alhamdulillah. And we say, well, what about our brothers? Well, a lot of them are in position and coming out of prisons. They have felonies. They can't get jobs. But they can go into business. A lot of them can't get a job equal to their counterparts of other races. But they can go into business and establish business. So it's almost as if Allah is corralling us and forcing us to see this answer, you know, that these conditions have been created for you, oh African-American man. This is your solution. Establish business. Establish your own economics. We're in a global world now, free to make connections, people in Africa, everywhere around the world, to establish business, to establish this economics for ourselves. So Allah is giving us the answer. So let the women enter college. But remember that we work together. Let them teach and use what they learn to put the family in a better position. But let the man go into business. Go into business. Seeking a job is not the answer for us, for the African-American man, because if they stop hiring the African-American woman, then we're really in a bad situation because neither of us will have a job, right? But if the African-American man has a business, the education that the wife has can promote help the business, help the family, and create security, economic security for us, and an economic platform for us as African-American people, as believing people. Okay? So our life, our struggle, in the example of Prophet Muhammad, we find our solutions. We find our solutions for what we are going through. But it just has to be modeled. So we're going to go to 50, back to 504-451. Your mic is open for your comments. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Okay. Okay, here you go. Time is passing. Too much partying and dancing. Our youth must help us stop running them away. You aren't that tough. We must be cautious as we grow and prosper. I'm gonna stop right there. I wanna do that. You know, I wanna do something else, something different. Allah is teaching us all that we have is to trust, utilizing what we have and make us tough. What we are experiencing in the world has our soul disturbed. God is in our spirit more than He is in anything else. To build institutions and maintain them, we need wealth, super self, follow the leader, get our share. Poverty, a life of misery. Sincerity brings prosperity. We want our youth to form their own leadership, and we don't want to dominate them. That is indeed a serious problem. Our man wants them to come directly under their own leadership, utilizing his knowledge for the betterment of our community. I'm going to do a little burden with this. You see, I've already had the oath of the older members, and it has gone by a number of times, too many times. But I want it for the youth. I look at them as my nephews and my sons, my daughters, and my nieces. That's how I look at them. What I mean by that is I look at them with the same interest in them, the same love for them. I would give them the same treatment that I give my own daughter, my own sons, my own nephews and nieces. The same, in fact, is better. In fact, better because of some of them need a whipping. No man can keep growing in real knowledge and remain small morally. If he does, he has been growing mechanically. A people's knowledge is their strength. Utilize the Quran. Wisdom comes when we use common sense. Our people and others has accepted the oppressive interpretation of scripture. Pop culture is destroying our children's future. Hip hop needs to be cleaned up or stopped. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you for your input. Alhamdulillah. You know, last week toward the end of the show, I asked a question, and this is going to tie in with something Brother Adam Bia said as far as African-American women or women entering college, entering universities at a much higher rate than our African-American men. I think that that can be a positive. We can look at that as a positive as well. If we can encourage the other part of that equation for African-American men to go into business, I think if African-American men go into business, the woman seeking education will not be a threat. And I don't even know if threat is the right word, or make the African-American man feel as that this person is out of their league in some way because they have a college degree. I think a man, in my opinion, should want his woman to be educated and smart, to bring that to the family, to bring that to the children. It will take that man being confident. So we asked a question last week at the end of the show, do men have a fear of being controlled by a woman? Or do men have this fear of women who they think are look at as more successful than them or more educated than they are? You know, there are many different types of education. There's book smarts. There's natural smarts, wisdom. There's education that people get from working with the land. We see this in our Prophet Muhammad, again, modeling Prophet Muhammad, the unlettered prophet, okay? Still the most influential human being in history, okay? So the limitations that we put on ourselves and our thinking can jeopardize us and cause us to skew our vision in the way we look at ourselves and we look at our opportunities in the world. So men going into business and being a businessman can now, these two can marry and become very successful because both parts, two of those four birds are working in that relationship. The academic education and the economic business that is important for the life. Now, these two believers now with this this other component of the success who have this fear of Allah and the love of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you got three of these pillars working in this relationship to strengthen it. And to bind it together and to create success. So, again, this social construction that we suffer from in the way we view ourselves can be a detriment. So it's very important to break these ideas, this social construction, as a narrative for how we see ourselves and each other. In relationships, it's very important for us to break this cycle and look at Prophet Muhammad as the example. You know, I think Prophet Muhammad would say, oh, alhamdulillah, and I can't, let me rephrase that, you know, judging on the example and the model that was set by Prophet Muhammad with Allah's help, may Allah be pleased with him, this would be right in line with his model. The women are educators and getting education, learning the religion. He married Aisha with a great memory so that she can memorize and relate to us his life so that we can keep this. All of that is so important to have in the woman. To have that in the woman is so important for a civilized society. To have the education in a woman, an educated woman, so important. The believing man has an educated, moral woman, believing woman, that's the blessing, that blessing is multiplied over and over and over again, right? So now this believing man going into business, bringing in a system of a believer into this business, further strengthening the moral fabric of the society. So we look in our community. We look in our African-American community. Just the basic things that I spend money on. A car wash. How difficult is it for an African-American man to open up a car wash and hire African-American teenagers to be out there wiping down the cars and everything and cleaning out the cars at a decent wage? A car wash, I spend money on that. Having a business plan to open up car washes in our community for young African-American men. What else I spend money on? Oil changes. All these franchises, Pennzoil, Valvoline, all these franchises that we go get our oil changes. How difficult is it to open up our own chain for oil changes that our young men can own and be a businessman that we spend money on? Okay? Other things that can't find readily in my community is an African-American mechanic. How difficult is it for our young men to go to school and get trained in mechanics so that cars and everything can be maintained within our community, to have our own business chain of mechanic shops that we can open up around the country that our young men can own? Go out to eat restaurants. Muslim restaurant. Have our own chain open up around the country that can accommodate our dietary needs, that is halal. We spend money on these things. Go into business. Clothing, you know, Imam Muhammad was addressing those things before he passed, you know, promoting the things that we need and manufacturing the things that we need to establish business and business life. Then men never have to feel or compare themselves to the success of a woman. You want your woman to be educated. Say, alhamdulillah, you are educated. You know, alhamdulillah, you're educated. I'm a moral man looking to go into business. You know, can these two work together? Prophet Muhammad's example, the example of Prophet Muhammad establishing the Ummah, we're on track. If we look at it in that way, we're on track. But the African-American man just has to believe that he can go into business and be successful, and that he can marry well and be successful at it. But to marry well and be successful at it, we have to not operate out of the negative social construction that we have experienced in this country, meaning putting your wife down because she's educated. We did this coming out of Reconstruction. The women were educators and nurses. Educators and nurses. The men were builders. They were building, going into business. We had some successful women in business as well. Not to negate that. We did. We had some women in business that were millionaires, but we had men in business who were millionaires as well, and they're not promoted as much as Madam C.J. Walker and those who were successful during that time, but they did exist, okay? We followed that model of that Prophet Muhammad had in establishing the Ummah, men being educators, nurses, nurturers, men going into business, working the land, producing agriculture, having an agricultural base at that time until they start making agriculture a commodity and controlling the output, okay? But yet and still, we're on track to follow that model, and we can look at ourselves in one way and say, oh, we have been so oppressed and so mistreated. Look at the condition and the state of our men, you know? But our men have a unique opportunity at this time to be self-reliant, to prosper, to grow, to go into business, to control their own economic situation, which just does not include drugs, which is the commodity they have given us to further exasperate our condition, okay? But even in that, you're learning business. You're learning supply and demand. You're learning to sell products and everything. Change the product. Change the product and be elevated overnight. Okay, so we are not without guidance. We are not without the mercy of Allah, you know, but we have to address each other and handle each other and love each other in ways that include the social reconstruction that we have had. We have to model our conduct in ways that promote al-Islam, that show the benefit of Allah's will, way, and plan, that involves shura, to know that every human being has a stake, has an investment in this life, and it has to be considered. So alhamdulillah, I'm going to stop there, and I pray Allah that this production has been useful and beneficial this evening, and we'll be back with you next week, inshallah, continuing on our topics of us all about courtship and marriage to see how we can benefit mankind by making mankind knowledgeable of Allah's will, way, and plan for the married and family life. So we'll see you next week, and we're going to, as always, let Brother Wali Ali take us out. And don't forget to listen to The Female Solution tomorrow morning right here on AM 360, 8 a.m., where Naima Latif and Imam Kareem Hamid will bring you other exciting topics that will help us on this journey. Okay, so inshallah, we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah.
fearing thee is what made him brave enough to go out and face the world. Archery man, he came up from the dead, made his home on the sweet earth down here. Loved him deep, made him love enough to go out and face the world. Making a life believe, a creature of fear, performing drudge keys, loving thee, made him love enough to go out and face the world, go out and face the world, sweet talk deceive him. Her brought him to thee. Never count him out. Faith wins over doubt. Poor lost sinners, poor squires are winning. Fearing thee, what made him brave enough to go? Loving thee, loving thee, made him brave enough to go. Fearing thee. What made him brave enough to go out and face the world? Brave enough to face the world. A countryman dear came up from the rear.
Loving,
made his home on the sweet earth down here.
Hearing,
never caught him up. They went over down. Firmly, maybe they make it in like
all the Lord.
Made him love enough to go out and face the world.
Alhamdulillah, we fear Allah. We fear Allah, that is our strength, and we can go out and face this world, tackle our problems, find solutions. So we'll see you back here next week on It's All About Courtship and Marriage. Until then, we end with the greetings of peace of Assalamu alaikum.